Carl, 4 goals in 8 minutes either side of half time, it left you very much in control and able to play the game on Kilcoo's terms.
Ah, yeah, listen, it's always nice to get a couple of goals. I thought we exploited the space fairly well. You know, Scotstown were fairly brave on us, and they fairly man to man, and it was open. So listen, we found the gaps at the right time, and we got the right men in the right positions, and you know, luckily we took them opportunities. The first, we actually had a goal chance in the first half, and we missed it, and then we missed an easy free off, and it was looking like it was going to be one of them nights again. But listen, the boys adapted well and responded well, and we're just delighted now that we're back in the final.
And you were in a position to play the system, and the boys worked it well, you know, with pace, men and support, and the movement and the decision making perfect.
Ah, yeah, listen, it's not hidden that Kilcoo have plenty of pace in the team and the personnel, so days you get to use that, other days you don't. And maybe looking back on tonight, like we got to play maybe the football that Kilcoo like to play and are at their best. So the Scotstown are still a good team. You know, maybe look at it, Scotstown last year, or for us last year, Scotstown might have got the medicine that we got in terms of preparation going into tonight. I think the Crossy Lock game definitely, I know we said that 2 weeks ago, that definitely stood to us tonight in terms of just that Ulster Championship intensity, and maybe Scotstown weren't as prepared in that way for us. But listen, that's neither here nor there at this stage. We're just delighted now that we've got a bit of a performance. We know there's still more in us, and listen, we'll just look forward to now in a good 2 weeks.